Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 28th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Motorola's revived Razr clamshell handset is now available to pre-order and Engadget reports a sequence of videos has been released to explain the device, revealing some of the peculiarities of early folding screen phones. A support video warns users to keep the screen dry, avoid screen protectors, beware of sharp objects, and close the phone before tossing it in your pocket. Also, don't assume that efforts to eliminate the usual folding phone crease have resulted in a perfectly flat display. Motorola tells users that bumps and lumps are normal in the plastic screen. Canadian health monitoring platform Blue Dot notified its customers about the coronavirus outbreak days before notices were sent out by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization. Blue Dot uses natural language processing and machine learning to sift through online news reports, airline ticketing data, and animal disease networks, and automatically predicts potentially dangerous zones for infectious diseases worldwide. Forbes reports that if you want to remove your image from Clearview AI's database, you have to send them your name, along with a headshot and a government-issued ID photo. The news broke last week that the startup had developed a tool that scrapes people's images from social media sites to compile a facial recognition database, which has been used by more than 600 law enforcement agencies, including the FBI. Apple applied for a patent for a technology called Autonomous Vehicle Signal Destination Guidance, which would allow the user to control a vehicle's navigation via voice command. The user would still drive and park the car, but a Siri-like system would be built in. With this technology, users wouldn't have to be specific about where they wanted to go. They could simply tell the device they want a certain type of food, and it would find the nearest restaurant. This car assistant would also be capable of understanding gestures and touch-based signals. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.